Going Heavy. Friday, August 6th, 2021. Seven sets of one on the overhead squat. The last time we did this was April? Yes, April 2nd, 2021. If you want to go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app, check the loads that you accomplished, check the rest interval that you took, all that good stuff. If you haven't yet, make sure you watch or listen to Linchpin Conversations number 113, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up your weight, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that critical information. On a day like today, you absolutely can use a squat rack for sure. Me personally, I'm going to drop the load onto the ground every time and squat clean or power clean it to get it back up into the rack. I personally am not a fan of lowering heavy loading onto the back of my neck, and lowering heavy loading onto the front rack doesn't treat me well either, so I'll be dropping it. Do whatever makes the most sense for you. We've got a video showing the overhead squat. Super Fitness robot loading would be holding 85% or higher of your one rep max across all sets. More likely is anywhere from 70% or higher of your one rep max. Scaled option today. Now, if you can do the overhead squat and just have to lower the weight, great, just make it a technique day. But if you're just not there yet with your flexibility, the positioning in the overhead squat just flat out doesn't work for you, you can do a 7x1 front squat today. We've got a video showing the front squat. The limited equipment crew. Four rounds, not for time, of 12 dumbbell squats. It's a pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Rest 1 minute. Then right arm dumbbell overhead walking lunge, 5 meters. Then left arm overhead dumbbell walking lunge, 5 meters. Rest a minute. Then 12, this is single arm, 12 right arm dumbbell shoulder press, 12 left arm dumbbell shoulder press. And on the overhead lunge, you've got one arm overhead, the other dumbbells in the front rack position. On the dumbbell squats, both are in the front rack position. But on the single arm shoulder press, you don't have to have the other dumbbell front rack. You can just have it on the floor. And 12 single arm shoulder presses, it's a tall order, so break those up as needed. And I would also say if you're in the range of 8 to 12 reps, that's good for a set. We've got a video showing the dumbbell squats, the one-arm dumbbell overhead walking lunge, and the dumbbell press shows both arms, but bear in mind, you're just doing one arm. No equipment workout for the day. Four rounds, not for time, 30 meters of a walking lunge, 30 seconds of a handstand hold. You can do it open floor, fantastic, but if not, against a wall will work just fine. We've got a video showing the walking lunge. First part of the optional accessory work is Bulgarian split squats, 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, video showing that. And then we have four different options for the next part, all building some overhead strength in one way, shape, or form. So you just choose one of them, you don't do all four. Either wall walks, 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled, got a video. Or descent from handstand variations. Watch the video and just play with whatever part of that progression is appropriately challenging for you. Or SOTS press, difficult but beneficial movement, even challenging with an empty barbell. 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps, video showing that. Or your final choice would be Linchpin Barbell Complex number 8. Which is for load, you do as heavy as you safely can with good technique and within your capacity. One power snatch, one hang power snatch, then one full snatch. That's considered one complete complex. So you'll do 3 to 5 complexes depending upon how you want or feel, resting a couple minutes between each. The complex, it is intended to be unbroken. Again, you choose the loading. But if you have to break it up because maybe cycling, that sort of thing, just doesn't feel good in your joints, then by all means make that intelligent decision. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. We have the kneeling layback, and then we have the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Each of those you're holding for 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day. We will close out the week tomorrow.